Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another video on traits of psychopaths, and this is the last of the lifestyle characteristics of psychopaths. We looked at a need for stimulation or a proneness to being bored. We looked at a parasitic lifestyle. We looked at a lack of realistic long-term goals. We looked at impulsivity, and in this video, I want to talk to you about number five, irresponsibility, being irresponsible. Now, all these five traits of psychopaths that are underneath the umbrella of lifestyle characteristics, these go together. If you have a proneness to being bored, it's going to result in a parasitic lifestyle, irresponsibility, and all of these things. But this is what it says about irresponsibility from a website on psychopaths. It says, promises don't mean anything to psychopaths. Whether they promise to repay a loan or sign a contract, they aren't trustworthy. They may shrug off child support payments, get deeply in debt, or forget about obligations and commitments. So what it's saying here about psychopaths is they cannot be trusted, they're irresponsible, they will make commitments and then break them and just have no problem with that whatsoever. And so they're very irresponsible, they cannot be trusted. It kind of reminds you of a verse in the Bible where it says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The Bible says it's very hard to find people that you can actually trust their word. But the thing with psychopaths is it's not just that they break commitments from time to time. That's just a lifestyle characteristic of themselves, that they will make commitments and just break them all the time. They have no problem with that whatsoever. They're very irresponsible. They can't be trusted with anything. They can give you your word and say that they swear on their grandmother's honor or whatever they might say, or say, man, I promise, you know, I will do this. But you know what? It's just words, and they have no problem with breaking that, and they have no problem with lying. They have no problem whatsoever because they're irresponsible. The question is, does the Bible actually teach this? Well, in Romans 1 verse 31, the Bible teaches, without understanding, covenant breakers. So in a passage on reprobates, it refers to reprobates as covenant breakers. Now, a covenant is basically, you know, a contract that is being agreed upon. You're making a covenant and a commitment to something, but they are covenant breakers. So they make the covenant, they make the commitment, and then they end up breaking it, meaning you cannot trust them at their word. They're irresponsible. And so in Romans 1, we do see that irresponsibility is definitely a trait of psychopaths. They are covenant breakers. They will say something and then break it with no big deal. Kind of an example we ran into was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, as you know, the church I was a part of in Sacramento, California was protested by a bunch of rabid reprobates that hated us and were just saying all these wicked and evil things that they were planning to do and everything like that. And they had made him a commitment online to protest this church until it shuts down and everything like that. And you know, they said there'd be like thousands of people out there, thousands of people put their word that they would be out there protesting. Well, we never got thousands of people. You know, we did have a lot of protesters at Verity Baptist Church outside of our church, but there were certainly not thousands because most broke their word. And here's the thing, the church, Verity Baptist Church, is a thriving church in 2021. So they broke their covenant that basically, you know what, they're going to be protesting until it shuts down. It's like the covenant in the Bible where they're going to basically go without eating until they kill Paul. Well, I guess the question is, did they just starve themselves to death, like some sort of ascetic Jain or something like that, you know, like the religion of Jainism? Well, probably they started eating. They just kind of broke their covenant because it didn't work out. Because of the fact, people that are reprobates have no problems with breaking a promise that they make. They are covenant breakers. They are irresponsible. Another great example is with Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot was given a problem, was given a responsibility at church, and his responsibility was to take care of the money. But Judas proved himself to be unworthy and irresponsible when it came to the responsibility given to him because he was stealing money, the Bible says. He was a thief and he was dishonest about things. And you know what? He would criticize people that were donating money to church and he said it was for the wrong reason. Not that he cared for them, but because he was a thief, the Bible says. So he was given a responsibility and he was very irresponsible with it. Now the truth is that, you know, we as people, you know what, we might not be perfect at keeping our word. Maybe we are irresponsible and unfaithful sometimes. But you know, that's a terrible testimony to have as a Christian. And when it comes to psychopaths, it's not just that they might, you know, break something from time to time. It is a lifestyle characteristic that they are irresponsible, their word can't be trusted, they are covenant breakers, as the Bible says. And see, we as God's people, we should be the exact opposite. If we give our word, if we make some sort of vow or commitment or promise, we should keep that word even if it hurts us. Even if we regret making that decision, we should keep that. In terms of a local church, you will often see this manifested when maybe somebody has a responsibility for something and you know what, they end up, you know, not being able to keep that responsibility, or they don't follow through with what they said. And you know what, it could be just laziness, but it can also be a sign that someone is a psychopath, that they can just not be trusted. They're unfaithful, they're irresponsible, and anything they promise to, they're just not gonna fulfill it because they are irresponsible, a trait of psychopaths. So this is certainly something that can be represented in a normal person or a saved person. However, it is a lifestyle characteristic of a psychopath. And whenever you look at these five traits under lifestyle of a proneness to being bored, a parasitic lifestyle, lack of realistic long-term goals, impulsivity, irresponsibility, it reminds you of a little kid. And see, the lifestyle characteristics of a psychopath, in summary, is just basically a grown person acting like a little child, because kids get bored very easily. Kids obviously live off their parents. The parents, you know, work and provide things and do most of the cleaning and things like that. And you know what? Kids will often have dreams of being a pro athlete or something just unrealistic. And you know what? They're also often impulsive. They make decisions based on emotion, and they're irresponsible many times. They cannot be trusted with things. As God's people, one thing we can take away is that when we raise our children, our goal should be to teach them to act like grown adults. We don't want to raise kids that are 30 years old and still acting like a five-year-old. But with psychopaths, that is what they are. They are grown people that act like little children. They never end up growing up. So if someone is a young person, maybe 10 years old, it is possible to be a psychopath in the age of 10. So when it comes to lifestyle characteristics, this is gonna be harder to actually see in action with them, because you're really looking at someone who is acting like a little kid. At the age of 10, you know, they largely still are a child. So some of these things might be represented in them. But when you're looking at grown adults like Judas Iscariot, or like the covenant breakers in Romans 1 that are acting like five-year-olds, it's what you see as a sign or a trait of being a psychopath, being irresponsible. Anyways, thank you and God bless.